Federal Liberal MP for Dixon, Peter Dutton, is seeking to soften his public image ahead of a vote on Monday that will decide the next opposition leader. He has declared he won't let the Liberal Party become Labor Light, as party members call for a more centrist stance after Saturday's election defeat. Susan Lee is likely to take on deputy as the party tries to win back discontented female voters lost in the election. Talia Kreft has this story.
Peter Dutton will contest the Liberal leadership on Monday unopposed. Returned MP for Leichhardt, Warren Ench, backs Dutton's competence for the position. However, at the time, he was unsure who else would run for the position.
We're yet to have a party room meeting, and with regards to Peter Dutton, however, I often see stuff in the media about him being an ultra-right winger and almost a soulless character, and often reflect that's not the Peter Dutton that I know. I've known Peter since he's been in the parliament. I consider him a friend. And I certainly don't see him as somebody on the ultra right. He's had very, very difficult portfolios that he's had to administer. In those portfolios, he's had to make decisions which are going to definitely polarise the community. And as you've seen, some people say he's gone hate him with a passion. Others will criticise that he hasn't gone far enough. And I suppose in the middle there are some there that actually appreciate his work. But he has been a very good minister, a very capable minister in the portfolios that he's had responsibility for. And in his portfolio, on a number of occasions, I've had to ask him, particularly as Immigration Minister, to intervene on a number of cases where he could have easily just said no. And in reflecting this perceived lack of empathy, etc., and on every occasion he has intervened, made an enormous difference to people.
As the Liberal Party reviews its defeat on Saturday night, Peter Dutton has pledged to make the party a broad church if elected as leader. John Warhurst is an emeritus professor of political science at the ANU. He says the election result is a time for the party to reflect on its core values.
Well, I think the sentiments that Peter Dutton has echoed are absolutely the right ones, because the image of the Liberal Party as a broad church has taken a hammering in recent times. And under Scott Morrison's prime ministership, for various reasons, the party appears to have moved further to the right from the centre-right. And that's certainly the perception in the wider community. And that's a perception which was reinforced during the election campaign, because the Teal independents in particular were so successful in the six heartland seats, as well as a number of other independents who weren't elected but were running on similar grounds to the successful Teal independent. So the language is the right language. It's now just a question to see whether Peter Dutton can in fact present the Liberal Party in that fashion as a broad church. Well, I think the Liberal Party was effectively left with no real option. No one has suggested another reasonable choice as Liberal Party leader with the necessary seniority and public profile. If such a person is there, they certainly are not well known, and it would be an enormous risk for the Liberal Party to move in any other direction. The comments of the Labor Party have some truth in that Peter Dutton has been associated in the public mind through his role as Minister for Defence, and Minister for Home Affairs before that, and Minister for Immigration before that, for many of the policies and tone that turned people off the government. So the Liberal Party has a challenge. Peter Dutton has a challenge.
Dr. John Warhurst, Emeritus Professor in Political Science at the Australian National University, ending that report by Talia Kreft.